Muy buenos días a todos los hermanos reunidos en esta mañana de hoy domingo.
Good morning to all the brethren gathered this morning, Sunday, April 27, 2025, whom are connected through the satellite Amazonas and the satellite Eutelsat 8 and other means of communication. He tells us in the book of Exodus, in chapter 4, verse 1 and on, it says, "And Moses answered and said, But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, The Lord had not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, What is that in thine hand? And he said, A rod. And he said, Cast it on the ground. And he casted it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it." In other words, the serpent was chasing him, and he ran away. Many prophets have tried to run away from the responsibility of bringing the word to the people. But God cannot change the prophet that he has already destined from before the foundation of the world to carry out that work. They cannot evade that responsibility. He cannot say, this one doesn't work for me, let me find another one. Each ministerial spirit of a prophet, he sends him already destined from before the foundation of the world. And all that program already comes in that prophet codified for God to carry out everything pertaining to that time when he sends him. Now he says, "And Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, Put forth thine hand, and take it by the tail." Brother William underlines it. In other words, there is a way to take hold of the word. He could not take hold of it by the head because it could bite him. That is, the snake could bite him. In other words, could hurt Moses. But if he grabbed it in certain way with that powerful hand of faith, believing that nothing was going to happen to him, he took hold of it, and rather, look at what happened. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. One must know how to hold the rod, which is the sword, is the word, that they may believe that the Lord God of their father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, had appeared unto thee. Why would they believe Moses? Because of the way he took hold of the word. And the Lord said furthermore unto him, Put now thine hand unto thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, Put thine hand unto thy bosom again. And he put his hand unto his bosom again, and plucked it out of his bosom, and behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. And there he writes, Christ resurrected without sins. And on the top, on the margin, he writes, Rod of God, dash the power of God by word. And below, leprosy equals sin. Hand equals Christ. Christ, by taking sin, and died. Let me repeat those three lines again. Rod of God, dash the power of God by the word. Leprosy equals sin. Hand equals Christ. Christ, by taking sin, and died. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also the two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, that thou shalt take of the water of the river, and pour it upon the dry land. And the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land. And he writes, Revelation 11, 3-14, and also chapter 6. And next to verse 9 he writes, 3. In verse 6 he writes, 2. And in verse 4 he writes, 1. In other words, first, second, and third signs. But notice that in, you may please be seated for a few minutes, those who are standing. In verse 7, when he says, in verse, chapter 7, verse 9 says, when Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, shew a miracle for you, then thou shalt say unto Aaron, take that rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and he shall become a serpent. And he wrote on the right, rod. And Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh, and they did so as the Lord had commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh, and before his servants, and he became a serpent. And he writes, rod on the right side. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers. Now the magicians of Egypt, they also did it like manner with their enchantments. For they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. And there he writes, rod, and he draws a star of David. And he hardened Pharaoh's heart, that he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had said. And then the Lord said unto Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hardened, he refuseth to let the people go. Get thee unto Pharaoh in the morning, lo, he goeth out unto the water, and thou shalt stand by the river's brink against he come. And the rod which was turned to a serpent shalt thou take in thine hand. And he writes on the left, the rod. And thou shalt say unto him, the Lord of God of the Hebrew hath sent me unto thee, saying, let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness. And behold, hitherto thou wouldest not hear. Thus saith the Lord, in this thou shalt know that I am the Lord. Behold, I will smite with the rod that is in mine hand upon the waters which are in the river, and they shall be turned to blood, and the fish that is in the river shall die, and the river shall stink, and the Egyptians shall loathe to drink of the water of the river. And the Lord spake unto Moses, say unto Aaron, take thy rod, and stretch out thine hand upon the waters of Egypt, upon their streams, upon their rivers, and upon their ponds, and upon all their pools of water, that they may become blood, and that there may be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in vessels of wood and in vessels of stones. And he writes on the left, the rod, and he writes Revelation 11, 3-7, and 15, 3-7. And Moses and Aaron did so as the Lord commanded. And he lifted up the rod and smote the waters that were in the river, in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants. And all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. And to the left he writes, the rod. Now notice how he skips here, apparently, because on verse 8 and 9 of chapter 4, there he tells us about that third sign. But when he goes to Pharaoh, he does not show him the sign of the hand. Now that is something, but something very important. Because notice, here, on verse 18 of chapter 4, Verse 16 says, "And he shall be thy spokesman unto the people, that is Aaron, and he shall be, even he shall be to thee instead of a mouth, and thou shalt be to him instead of God. And thou shalt take this rod in thine hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs." And Moses went and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said unto him, "Let me go, I pray thee. I return unto my brethren which are in Egypt, and see whether they be yet alive." And Jethro said to Moses, "Go in peace." And the Lord said unto Moses in Midian, "Go, return into Egypt, for all the men are dead which sought thy life." And he drew a star of David to the left. And Moses took his wife and his sons, and set them upon an ass, and he returned to the land of Egypt, and Moses took the rod of God in his hand. And he writes, "Rod," on the left. And the Lord said unto Moses, "When thou goest to return into Egypt, see that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thine hand, but I will harden his heart, that he shall not let the people go." Now, notice how those signs that God gave to Moses, and that second sign, which represents the resurrection of the Lord without the sins, because he left them there in hell. When he was there those 3 days, which he was in that third pool, preaching to those souls that had no opportunity. Because the third pool, Brother Branham tells us that it is for the church bride, for the foolish virgins, and for the unbelievers, the lost. And there, the Lord had a breaking in the Levitical ministry at his first coming, which in the third pool would be a breaking in the ministry. In the third pool of the time of Jesus, it was a Levitical breaking in. Now notice, on this message, the seventh seal and the third pool, preached on March 15, 1998, in Asunción, Paraguay, Dr. Williams of Santiago says, "Now, notice how God works with something so simple. And anybody may say, but the power of God being used for something so simple?" He was talking about the resurrection of the little fish. Because our brother Branham is a prophet, God places the types and figures through prophets. He places the symbolism of what God will do later on. Anybody may say, but it is impossible that a prophet as great as our brother Branham is now resurrecting a little fish. Well, what about Moses? With a rod, and God telling him, cast it on the ground, and turning into a snake or a serpent. What about that? And then saying to him, now take it by the tail again. And he would take it by the tail, and it would become a rod again. What of that? God is placing a type and figure, very great things, which must be understood. Then he says to him, now, if they do not believe this sign, they will believe the other sign, the second sign. Put your hand in your bosom. He placed it in, and now he tells him, bring out your hand. When he brought it out, it was leprous. Then God says to him, now put your hand in again. He placed it in, and he says, now take it out. And it was clean again. Now, all of that is showing something very important, which was fulfilled, part of it, in the first coming of the Lord. And since the scriptures have multiple fulfillment, multiple revelations, that also represents, in the second coming of the Lord, a meaning, a purpose, for which comes to be carried out in the third pool, in that breaking in of the ministry. Now notice, in the Book of Quotations, page 152, paragraph 1361, it says, but notice, they impersonated after the true word had been anointed by the true one that God has sent, followed secondarily. I wonder if we could think for a minute, taking the people by the hand not long ago, about 20 years ago, and a sign showed. Boy, there was more signs all over things. One has got it in his right hand, one has got it in his left hand, and the other one smells it. See? All kinds of. And I wonder, God won't let me tell you at this time what was really the truth. But one day you are going to find out. That was just to make your folly manifested. That wasn't right at the beginning. I tell you one day, if the Lord permits. And below he writes, that wasn't right. That was not right. And on top of the paragraph 1361, he writes, the anointed word. And he also writes, the sign in the hand. The impersonations. He wrote that there as well. The anointed word, the signs in the hand, the impersonations. Now, Dr. Soto continues to say here, now, notice how God shows his prophet, Moses, a dispensational prophet, simple things, so that he can then do them in the midst of the Hebrew people. And also notice, when he went to Pharaoh, he cast his rod there before Pharaoh. It became a serpent. And the wise men came, the sorcerers, and they brought their rods. Some sorcerers brought their rods, because Pharaoh sent for them. And they said, that's what we read, the scripture. They said, well, we know how to do the same thing. They threw them, they became serpents. Now remember, they also had rods. Let us put it like this. They had the word, and they did the same thing. Notice, impersonations, imitations. With what? With the word, with the rod. They threw them, and they became serpents. And Pharaoh could say, see, they do the same thing as Moses. See, the same type of today. The same type. That's how it was at each time. That's also how it was in the time of Jesus. When one from the council said, look, let this man be, for Theudas and Judas came and made a movement there and took many. But then, notice, it fell apart, it disappeared. And if these people are like them, leave them alone. That will vanish away. Now, what if it is God? Better leave it alone. Leave them alone. For lest this be of God and will be found fighting against God. Now notice that impersonations also arose back then. Because the devil always tries to know what the next step is in order to get ahead. And so when the children of God, or the world, including the children of God, but they cannot be deceived, they know what is true. But let us say, everybody, when they see the true thing, they say, oh, but this is the same thing that rose a little while ago, a movement like that. See, and they begin to compare it with groups of the past. And it was the same in the time of Jesus. And so it is in this time as well. It always runs parallel. And Pharaoh could say, see, they do the same as Moses. What's the difference between Moses and my wise man? Which they could say today as well. But what happened? While they could be speaking those things, that is, while they were saying those things, Moses' serpent, which was the rod that was turned into serpent, swallowed up the other serpents. Now, while at this end time, They are speaking the word and saying things, impersonating with the word, while they are carrying out those impersonations, those imitations. The word of the Anointed One will be swallowing up, nullifying the power of the enemy. Because notice, on page 164 of the Book of Quotations, paragraph 1464, it says, when Moses turned around and done a miracle in the name of the Lord, and he stood these impersonators, done the same thing. That didn't stop him, say, well, I guess I had better quit and go off the field. He stayed right there. For what? It was revealed to him. Hallelujah. He knew by the word of God. He knew that the word would finally catch up with them. He knew there'd come a time when the word would manifest itself, and they couldn't go no further. So, I have known this all these years, see? That's right, that the time would come. And below he writes, the false anointed ones. And on top he writes, Moses and the impersonators won't go any further. Moses and the impersonators won't go any further. Now notice that it says, while they could be speaking these things, that is, while they may be saying, look, if we do the same thing here, we gather together, we read this, we do studies, and we do this or that. While they are speaking, the word of the Anointed One, the word of that dispensational messenger, will be swallowing up, annulling the power of the enemy. Because that's what he continues to say here, he says. But what happened? While they could be saying those things, that is Pharaoh there, Moses' serpent, which was the rod turned into a serpent, swallowed up the other serpents. And then Moses take his rod, the serpent became a rod. And where are the other rods or the serpents? They disappeared. The power of God manifested through Moses annulled the power of the enemy. Notice, while they talk, while they say that the same is being done here as there, as long as they are like that, the power of God manifested in the Anointed One in this end time will be nullifying the power of the enemy. It is already prophesied that the imitators will be annulled. All those who are doing things outside the fulfillment of the great 10th cathedral, their imitations and impersonations will be void as well. Notice on page 126 on the Book of Quotations, paragraph 1120, it says, like I was telling you this morning, nobody dared to follow Moses in there. God never did deal with two. He deals with one always. No one dared to impersonate Moses. No one dared to impersonate Moses. It was death, natural death, to try to impersonate him, to go in that pillar of fire with him. So, people are not all made. You're not born in that way, to break out into that supernatural. But God set some on the earth to represent him, as an ambassador from him. And that ambassador is ordained of God to go into the great unknown supernatural and discern and bring out things that the natural mind cannot perceive. It brings out the mystery of God, foretell things that is and things that has been and things that will be. What is it? God. God behind skins, human skins. And there he writes, God in flesh. And he also writes, an ambassador of God equals a prophet. And to the left he also writes, pillar of fire. And above he also writes, to impersonate Moses was death. And notice next to it in paragraph 1125, it also says, and for anyone to try to follow Moses, to impersonate it was death. And so it is today, spiritual death, to to try to impersonate. And above he writes, to impersonate Moses equals was spiritual death. And also today. Now he continues to say here, now, notice how the imitators were annulled at that time. And if they were annulled at that time, they will be void at this time as well. And now, notice how the imitators will be void for the last day. For there will be no impersonations of what God will be doing in this end time. On page 97 of the Book of Quotations, paragraph 840, it tells us, and then let's look what this little gift of healing has done, how it confused the church. Everybody had a sensation. Everybody had this, and right down in my heart, God knows it's the truth. I know it wasn't right, because he told me so, see? But it's a false impersonation to only throw the people off. Now, that's right. And below he writes, the impersonations. The impersonations. And above he writes, the gift of healing. Notice how all of that, that happened there in the time of Moses, was to lead people astray and say, but this man comes to deliver you? We have wise men here who do the same thing as well. But notice how God shows us here the reason of these imitators and impersonators. They neither come in nor want the rest to come in. They do not go in nor let others go in. Brother Branham said it in certain places and Brother William wrote it. Now also on 119, he told us there would be no impersonations of that third pool. Page 119, paragraph 1057. The thing that we have looked forward to for so long, for at least many years, 4 or 5 years or maybe longer, the third pool has now been vindicated, and I'm sure you all know what it is. Now remember, there'll never be an impersonation of that, because it can't be. See? It cannot be. Now it's inexistent. And I'm warned of this that soon, right at this time now, it's just happened. So it could identify its presence among you, see? But it will not be used in a great way until the council begins to tighten up. Now, above he writes, the rapturing faith. For the bride, the church, and the lost. And he also writes, the third pull and the squeeze. There will be no personification. Now, Dr. Soto continues saying, in the message we are reading, the seventh seal and the third pull, he continues saying, now notice how by resurrecting that little fish, God was showing something great. God was showing Christianity that had departed in past ages, and also those of our group that have departed, he was showing that they will be resurrected in the last day, because Christians are represented in what? In fish. Now, if he's showing how the resurrection would be at this time, and we can see how that little fish was resurrected. How was it? By the spoken word of a prophet. And now he continues saying, and the resurrection of a fish represents the resurrection of Christianity, the resurrection of the dead in Christ. Then you see how all of this happened after that little fish had already been dead for half an hour or so. Now we have seen in these few minutes that we have been chatting, we have seen the anointed word. Let's use that as a subject for this brief chat on this occasion. And we will see each other at the activity at 10 a.m. where we will be gathered to glorify God and prepare ourselves to receive His blessing, which comes through the word, the anointed word. May God bless you and keep you. And bon appetit also for the food that you will be physically eating. Buen appetit with the spiritual food, and buen appetit with the physical food as well. May God bless you and keep you all.